Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. Two guests in the studio with me, Dr. Denny Ryman is the Dean of the College of Health Sciences here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and Dr. Florence Etta Gibson is the Director of the School of Nursing. Welcome both of you back to the program.
Thank you.
Very good. Happy to be here.
Good news for the nursing program, reopening the nursing building coming up next week. Dr. Ryman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Tell me, what does it mean to have this building, to be able to move back into this building 2 years after Hurricane Gustav?
Well, I tell you, it was about 2 years ago or so, Hurricane Gustav and then Hurricane Ike. We had a little hole in the roof, and it was very, very small. And all of a sudden, it began to rain, and then it continued to rain, and that little hole became a little bit larger, continued to rain a little bit more. The hole got larger and larger and larger, and all of a sudden, we had a flood. Well, the flood took out the walls, the ceilings, the flooring, took out the classroom. It took out everything. About 2 or 3 days before it really, really got rough, we took all the instrumentation out, computers, simulation lab, materials, laboratory instruments. So we took out the majority of instrumentation. So it's been about now about two and a half years, and we will be having our open house now October 8th, which is this coming Friday at 10:30. We came back into our facility early August. We were out of the facility for about 2 years, as I say. We were in the library. We were in Stubbs. We were in Sugar Hall. We were just everywhere. It was very, very confusing. Yes, yes, yes. And what's interesting, when we were heading out of the building 2 years ago, we were also preparing the Coliseum as a hospital. We had to take in 200-300 very ill hospitalized patients from the Lake Charles area. So it's interesting to understand that as everyone was transferring out of our facility, we were also going over at the Coliseum to take care of hospitalized individuals. And we were there for about 2 weeks. Heart attack patients, kidney dialysis patients. I mean, they were just very, very critically ill. So our people were out of their office, but they were still taking care of individuals. So that was very, very interesting to watch. But as I say, we will be returning. We have returned in August, and our open house will be Friday, October 8th at 10:30.
That had to have been stressful, both for the faculty and for the students. I mean, the program as a whole, to be able to be trying to move out of the building to keep valuable equipment from being damaged, but also working on taking care of some really very seriously ill people.
You know, I can only equate it to a car wreck or an airline crash. You're in a car wreck, and it's all of a sudden it occurred, and you don't understand what really has happened to you until a little bit later. It began to really hit home to teachers and to our students. We were out, I guess, in August. It began to hit them late September that we're all over campus. We took care of critically ill patients. We don't really have any idea how soon we're going to go back into our facility. So we did have students have to go to counseling because they were very, very confused by it. But by about Christmas time, we were up and running, laboratories going. And it's also interesting to say that in the 2 years we were out of the facility, we still had a 100% examination certification pass rate. So I just think that's just incredible.
That's certainly a testament to your faculty. Well, take us through what happened in the renovation as people are planning to come to see this new building next week.
Well, the whole thing was trashed by and large. We probably had 4 or 5 inches of water on each floor. The flooring was down. The walls were warped. It was just a terrible, terrible thing to see. Right now, when individuals come back to our open house, they will essentially see a brand new facility, brand new auditorium, flooring, ceiling, walls, offices. They're all just brand new. Cost me about $4.2 million. And I received that through insurance and Homeland Security grants and So it was covered, but it still took about 2 years to head into it. But as you head into the facility, you'll say, this is brand new.
And that's a nice thing to have.
It is.
Talk about what else is going on in the College of Nursing, because you've mentioned the increasing quality of your faculty.
Yes. When I came here about 3.5-4 years ago, we had maybe 3 terminal degrees in the department that were teaching.
That's faculty who have completed as many degrees as are possible.
Correct.
for the field.
Correct. It's either an EDD, PhD. At the end of this year, we will have another 12 to 13 people with terminal degrees. So that puts us up to about 60%.
And speaking of the quality of the faculty, Dr. Ryman, you brought some of your quality faculty here with you, Dr. Florence Etta Gibson, the Director of School of Nursing. You're celebrating your 25th year here at the university, but you're also excited to be a part of the 50th year of the program here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe.
That is correct. We are very excited. ULM began the School of Nursing in 1960, and in 1964, we graduated our very first class. As we think about these 50 years, we have been a very integral part of healthcare in this region. The majority of bachelor's prepared registered nurses in this area are ULM graduates. I was looking at statistics just yesterday, and to date, we have graduated more than 2,700 registered nurses from the School of Nursing program. We are excellent in the fact that our graduates really always excel beyond the state as well as beyond the national average for scoring on the NCLEX exam. Many people know the NCLEX as state board exam, but that's an exam that our graduates must successfully complete before they begin practice.
So what can you say about having a School of Nursing here at ULM? How has that impacted healthcare really in this area?
Well, I'll start off with healthcare, how it's impacted when our students are still in school. Our students each are required to volunteer 2 hours per academic term in the community, and those volunteer hours have to be in a healthcare role or health providing role. So we really participate in many volunteer activities, assessments throughout the community. In addition to that, when we think about the national nursing shortage that we've heard about for many years, that national shortage has been less of an impact for our community because we have the School of Nursing here to provide graduates and quality health providers.
And you have people who are going to school who are from here who then stay here and take jobs here.
That is correct. More than 70% of our students are from this community, and they choose to come to ULM. One, because of the quality of our program, and 2, because of the location of our program, so they can be educated at home, remain in their community, and remain available to provide health care for us.
And Dr. Ryman, you can speak to, there's been, every so often, there's noise in the state legislature about duplicate programs across the state, and why are there 3 nursing programs within such a close proximity in Northeast Louisiana? Can you address that?
About every 2 or 3 years, you hear about the same thing. Every year in this region, there's probably openings for 100 or 100.5 in the hospitals. And then you have offices, you have clinics, and whatever. So there's always job opportunities. If you just had 25 or 30 graduates coming in to our area, we would have to hire from outside of the area, and that would be very, very hard to do. So right now we are producing about the quantity that the hospitals can handle. I would anticipate as we all get older, there usually is a 10, 20, 30% turnover. So each year, you know, you can have anywhere from a 10 to 30% turnover. So we have to continue each year to graduate quite a few RNs to handle the facilities around. So, you know, I'm always surprised why they always harp on that. We have all these history programs and English programs. They're all duplicated. A lot of these people have to go to jobs outside of the area. So we're just about the way we should be.
I'm talking with Dr. Denny Ryman. He's the Dean of the College of Health Sciences here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Also, Dr. Florence Hedda Gibson, the Director of the School of Nursing. Dr. Ryman, it's also Dental Hygiene Month or Oral Health Care Month, and we can talk a little bit about the success of the dental hygiene program here at ULM and the new dental hygiene unit that right now is at Jack Hayes Elementary in Monroe.
It is indeed. I am just so very, very happy of our hygiene people and our hygiene clinic. Our dental hygiene clinic on campus serves about 2,000 people each year. Young people, old people, they come in for x-rays, teeth cleaning, and it costs them about $18 to $20, which is very, very cheap. But what is really very exciting is we have a brand new hygiene unit that heads out to area schools, aging areas. And we have three operatories, which means we can take care of three individuals at a time. We have total x-ray capability. We have capability that we could handle cavities, oral surgery, whatever. I mean, it's just an incredible unit, probably one of three of its type in the country. And we might be the only dental hygiene program in the country that has one. But currently, it is at the Hayes Elementary School. It's there from 12 to about 4:30 each day. And we see kids from 8 years old to 12 years old. Some of these children, unfortunately, haven't ever had their teeth cleaned. They haven't ever had an x-ray of their teeth. And I was there the other day, and I saw one child, and he was in the chair, and he had three cavities. You're not supposed to get cavities until you're up in age, until you're at least 18 to 20 years old. This kid was only 8 years old and had three cavities. What a shame. So our kids are really getting excellent education. They are taking what they are learning in the classroom and in our in-house clinics, and they're taking it out into the area to really help individuals.
You have some insight on the impact that a mobile dental health unit can have on a community and on a region.
I do indeed. I grew up, and I don't want to say how many years ago, but about 1960, from about 1967, I was in Appalachia, Virginia, and an oral health care there was pretty bad indeed. So University of Virginia and some of the other universities around brought in oral health units. And in a period of between 1960 and 1980, everyone in that area, in the Appalachian area of Virginia, had oral health care. Cavity rates went down. Oral surgery went down. We developed fluorinated water systems. So it takes an effort between county up there, obviously, county government, state government, federal government, and the academic institutions. You put them all together and you really can help individuals over the long term.
And you're hopeful for that kind of an impact even over the long term here with the dental hygiene program and the unit.
I am indeed. We're probably 20 years where we should be. There isn't a lot of oral health care in the outlying areas. It isn't that we can't provide it. There aren't any insurance. There's no transportation. And there's just not a large history around here to go to oral health care early in one's life. So I think we're about 20 years from where we should be.
We look forward to hearing about that progress as time goes on. Also, Dr. Gibson, in celebrating the 50th anniversary of the program, you mentioned that it's also a certain anniversary for the Nursing Honors Program.
We will also be celebrating this year the 20th year anniversary of our chapter of Sigma Theta Tau. Sigma Theta Tau is a national nursing honor society, and we're very fortunate to have our own chapter here at ULM where we induct outstanding students who have performed well academically as well as outstanding leaders in the nursing community. We'll be having a lot of fun, and we hope that we continue this celebration throughout the year.
But we look forward to hearing more about those celebrations as they come forward. Also, next week on Friday, October the 8th, an open house for the reopening of the ULM Nursing Building. That's at 10:30. Dr. Denny Ryman is the Dean of the College of Health Sciences here at ULM. Dr. Florence Hedda Gibson is the Director of the School of Nursing. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.